Passover is finished, and we are now in the unleavened bread. Trust everyone had a wonderful Passover. It's kind of hard to come off of that. I just felt like sitting, it's almost like coming off of a Hawaiian vacation. Come home, and there are mountains of laundry and getting up the house, and all you feel like doing is just sitting and looking at pictures of Hawaii. All I felt like doing since last weekend was just sitting around and just trying to get back what we felt as we sat in an all-day Bible study. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Anyway, I hope everyone had a good Passover, and we have such treats to look forward to as we walk the Lord. Coming off of that, I had to get back in the news, and I really didn't want to. Oh, dear. April. What happens in April? We're already 12 days into it. Well, it's the month they start vaccinating herds with mRNA vaccines. Didn't work for people, so maybe it'll work for animals. They want to make non-human mutants out of every life form on the planet. They already GMO'd substantial portions of the food, and now they want to GMO the animals. And those who didn't take the vaccine, maybe if they eat beef from the cattle, maybe they'll get vaccinated. They're trying to figure out ways to get people vaccinated. And I can't get people contaminated that refused jab. I don't know what defense there is to this. There is transfection, which is the jabs are designed to be passed from one person, be communicable, really like a cold, so that everyone is transfected with this poison, with this blood thickening, with this graphene oxide. We can't stop living in this world, and we can't move out of the house if our spouse has taken a jab. All we can do is pray and put on our armor, and please do that daily. Soon they're going to, quote, vaccinate. They're going to contaminate fruits and vegetables, and this mechanism works very similar to just injecting people. The antigen is put in food. It's taken up into the body in the intestinal absorptive system, and then it triggers a response, and it's supposed to make us immune from the whatever COVID was or wasn't. Of course, in order to get COVID numbers, there was no flu, no pneumonia, motorcycle accidents. They had to drag out this tired old mare of a PCR, quotes, non-test, and tell us and count a positive PCR. They called it a test. It's not a test. As a case. So they so lied to us so blatantly that I wonder if there ever was any underlying disease. And I think that COVID is just the adverse responses to a toxic jab. Some people say, some researchers say, that the food has already contaminated for some time. There is an article here by Dr. Jernigan and Dr. Anna. Dr. Jernigan developed a method to capture the frequency of a vaccinated rubbery clot that came out of upon autopsy. And Dr. Anna does infrared spectroscopy and electrical conductivity of live tissue to test it. So they got their expertise together. And they found, Dr. Jernigan found, that the sick, which were vax damaged, had the same frequency as the rubbery clot that came out of the autopsied body. So they're saying that even unvaxxed are coming in with problems. And she couldn't understand why. Transfection. Some are saying, this article said, that they're seeing parasites in the blood. They are not. This article said that they are self-assembling hydrogel-based synthetic life forms. Can't wait until there's justice for all of this. Dr. Deagle, who was a physician, he was a proctor at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He founded NutraMedical. He said EMRs are a choker chain on your doctor. Boards, medical boards take, and physicians obey, or they get their licenses removed. And that's just the first step. step. Once this goes into high drive, the next steps will be prosecute them and then imprison them and eventually kill all the dissent. Doctors will be a major and powerful leg of New World Order, said Dockel. He said, and this was a talk given in 2006, so he knew what it was going to do. He said that medicine and vaccinations will eventually include the insertion of chips, faxes to rewire your brain, alter your genetics, cause cancer, make you susceptible to ELF, extreme low frequency brain manipulation, inserted thoughts by 5G, and control of your whole physiology. He said it's already being done. 2006. There is a blurb here from the expose that they did test studies. Graphene oxide is in all the COVID poison shots, confirmed by forced release of confidential Pfizer documents. Remember, these are the documents they wanted to stay hid for 75 years. There's a reason they wanted to hide it. Horrible. Graphene oxide creates an alternate nervous system capable of propagating electrical impulses just like nerves, responding to externally generated waves, ELF, HLF, electromagnetic from cell towers, and all manner of electrical waves, makes us walking antennae. Humans are being physiologically prepared to receive externally generated impulses, messages, thoughts, pulsions. Also noted in one of the articles, the triple vaxxed comprised 92% of all, quote, COVID deaths. COVID turned out to be just a bunch of adverse events. Next is the issue of puberty blockers. This is absolutely going into high drive. The state legislatures are either voting incorrectly or they're adopting their children. An NIH website regarding steroid use warns against giving steroids to children. The actions of anabolic steroids are similar to those of male sex hormones. Possibility of causing serious disturbances of growth, sexual development given to young children. They're now giving them these hormones down to children 8 years old. Steroids suppress gonadotropic functions of the pituitary and may exert direct effect upon the testis. Such experiments are being used to push the timetable for transgender-affirming therapy forward. In the absence of any clinical indication that this is a good idea for children, the laws are so absent in this area that at one point a person on a panel admitted that there is little to stop researchers from merely removing gonads of 4- and 5-year-old children who identify as transgender as an ad hoc puberty blocker in a rush to, quote, affirm their identity. Already, children as young as 8 or 9 can be given puberty blockers, which halt the child's development into an adult of their biological sex in preparation for taking cross-sex hormones, which bestow the secondary sex characteristics the opposite gender, the gender they think they are. So if you're born a girl and you want a beard, you take these male hormones. You'll never be anything, just a confused organism. These drugs have not been FDA approved for this person and must be prescribed off-label. Known side effects include interruption of normal brain and bone development, heart attacks, strokes, cancers. Many people, many researchers, many physicians are calling to stop this right now, but legislatures won't move on it. Another pandemic is on the horizon. It's going to probably be either monkeypox, which is similar to smallpox, or Ebola. Personal vote is Ebola, but I don't know. I don't know why it's not called gain of function. There now, this one, last September 22, a researcher announced that he was researching combining the very virulent Congo Basin monkeypox, which is 1,000 times more lethal in mice, with the West African monkeypox, just the one currently circulating circulating in humans. So that's gain of function. Going to take this virulent form, put it in the human form, and we'll just see what happens. Why would they do this except they're going to let it loose? And the federal agency, House and Energy Commerce Committee, sent a letter to NIH asking for clarification, and they have not received an answer yet. I wonder if Ebola is not going to be the next pandemic. Imagine people, families, children bleeding from every orifice in their body, and final death throes are uncontrollable, thrashing about and splattering the entire room with blood. I mean, how's that for a horror show? How's that for chasing people into a vaccine that, of course, once again, they're going to promise will do wonders, show up here, or take chip. If you take chip, you'll be cured of this. I don't know, but I know the horrors of Ebola. You know, when I first heard of Ebola, I don't know, 20 years ago, I thought, wow, I wouldn't be surprised if they make use of this in end times. Some researchers opine the next pandemic is already insinuated into the body of those vaccinated with COVID jabs, and it just awaits 5G activation. I don't know. That's what some are saying. As I said, all we can do is pray and put on our armor daily. If you've taken the vac, if I had taken the vac, I would repent. Ask Father to cure my body. I have in the bibliography, I don't know where it is, but it's a little clip, a short video on artifacts from a previous civilization found. It just shows that there has been pretty previous contact with demons. They're called aliens, but they're really demons. These things are shocking. They're kept hidden because they're all part of the final coup on this earth by Satan. The final encounter of demonic and the earth is going to be via a new age, an Egyptian, Babylonian paganism type, a Kabbalah type, and it's not, Kabbalah is not Jewish. It is, at its root, it's satanic. This is not Jews. This is the synagogue of Satan concerning which Yeshua spoke, and he said they're not Jews. They have insinuated themselves into the Jewish community for protection. So, oh, you can't talk about me because I'm printed. Well, they're not. They're Satanists. They're not Jews. They're trying to bring down their fellow men. Please pray for the Jewish people. They are taking it on the teeth. Between the judicial reform right now, which is the establishment of a Talmudic state, and what is coming. That is the seat of the final New Age type satanic world order. These kinds of artifacts are being hidden because, as Helena Blavatsky said, she was the New Age prophet to the modern world. The aliens, well, they're demons, will land and help us regain our lost ability to live in affection and harmony with one another if we allow them to interbreed with us. Genesis 6 all over again. They created us and will return to help us because we have lost our way. Well, that's true, but they lost our way for us. The serpent came. I mean, it's just more packs of lies. They will bring with them a new understanding of the Bible, for the one we have is corrupt by man. Christians will need to alter their understanding of the gospel. The last they will need to is spoken by an office holder of the Vatican. They are aware of this. They are aware of Planet X, which comes in the second half. I think it was the astronomer, but the Vatican is going to push this. So it's going to be Genesis 6 all over again. They want us to think that this is something new. This is something redemptive. This is something good for mankind. They want us to forget and to not look at all of the trouble they have caused man for 6,000 years, especially what they did in Genesis 6. There's a reported conversation in the bibliography with the conversations with Greg Renrich. He was taken to a deep underground military base, a dump, and he was told you must not use the name Jesus Christ in these underground facilities, even if you stub your toe. He was made to sign an affidavit promising that he would obey orders while there. While there, he saw 10-5-foot giants. Human scientists were working side by side with these beings. Some people aver that it was Nephilim intelligence that actually went into these COVID vaccines. The host acknowledged that these giants were the Nephilim. He was told, "We're preparing for an intergalactic war with God, and we are going to win." Something truly evil, it is called the Restrict Act, is on the horizon. It is Patriot Act for the Internet. It will give the government unfettered access to our whole computers, our computer, our phone, our pictures, everything. Everything that is digital, they will have access to. Cannot be challenged in court. There's no freedom of information. If you use a VPN, you can go to prison for 20 years and pay a $1 million fine. Of course, a VPN blocks outsiders from accessing your computer. Digital ID currency will be brought in July. I would imagine this would be implemented also in July. We might have access to the internet until July. In the footnotes, I've included an incredible interview with Maria Z and Dr. Lebo. Dr. Lebo is a New York City, a Jewish physician, bright. All modern dictators have used food and pharmacology to establish totalitarianism. They talk about the next pandemic. One thinks it's going to be monkeypox. The other thinks it might be Ebola. Maybe it's both. Fades graphene oxide a lot. It is a very good interview. EMR codes are set up to track the under and the unvaxxed. There is a 23-second discourse by Gates as to why we need death panels, citing the high cost of caring for the elderly. As soon as they get the death panels, they're going to go to anybody else that costs money for the healthcare system, including damaged children, and then we're right back with Hitler. And then it was expanded to anybody damaged, then it was expanded to Jews or anybody they didn't like. It was the edge wedge. De-dollarization has a high likelihood of sending this country into third world status. The dollar until the 1930s had gold and silver in circulation, gold and silver coins. FDR forbade Americans to hold gold and silver. And that was June 5, 1933. Many people cite FDR for getting us off the gold standard. And then we went on strictly the fiat currency of paper. Nixon is also credited with finishing the coup de grace is off gold standard by replacing gold-backed dollar with petrodollar, and he promised that the petrodollar would retain full value, promised the sky, but this was written in 2015. Dollar is worth 19 cents of what it was in 1971 when he took us off gold standard. So the dollar has been devalued, propped up by nothing. At this point, it's just a piece of paper. When the U.S. Abdicated in Afghanistan, Saudi said, "You can't trust these people. They're not worth anything. Their money's not worth anything. And maybe their friendship isn't worth anything." They said, "We're not going to prop up the dollar anymore. It's not. There's no petrodollar here. I'll sell in anything." They started selling in other denominations. The ruble and the yuan are gold-backed. If I were the Saudis, I'd rather have a gold-backed currency rather than the dollar backed by nothing except my oil. And countries had to buy dollars to purchase energy and to pay other countries in the International Bank of Settlements. Then entered the BRICS Bank of International Settlements. When the U.S. government started sanctioning other countries for wrong policies, wrong laws, wrong something, and kicked them out of the International Bank of Settlements, they were almost forced into the alternative BRICS banking system and that system of international settlements for their to pay their bills. So U.S. sanctions, what has been done to the dollar in the last since 1913 with the establishment of the Federal Reserve, especially accelerated probably in the last 20 years, everything that's been done has detrimented the value dollar. Dollar is now so unpopular internationally that dollars can no longer be sold at international bond markets. And soon the United States will be unable to fund a war because its money is worth nothing. So if it wants to go to war, it must do it. That is the purpose of all this. Our money is soon worth. So I don't know the timing of this, but I would think for Sukkot, I would think we would have a world war. I think that all the money that Biden is sending to Ukraine now is ending up in the hands of those who run the world, top elite. The American taxpayer would be so depleted that I wonder if it is not Cyprus on a large-scale Cyprus, where we cannot pay the debts, and our debtors will come into this country and just say, okay, we own the whole country. All U.S. citizens off the land. We own the aquifers, the ports, the fertile valleys, plains. We own it all. There is a link to New York Prepper, who he tracks global planes, especially military. He said that sub-hunters, six of them, are being sent to the Eastern Iranian from Puget Sound. Also, Finland is now a NATO member, and Stoltenberg avers that Ukraine will quickly follow, which puts NATO on Russia's front door. They are not. This is. I mean, they want a war. I can't say. When Trump tweeted World War III, that's right. That's the only way for the politicians and the Federal Reserve out of being blamed for all of the dollar. All of the chess pieces on a global scale, you can see what they're doing. They're just being, they're poking. And I hate to say it, but this country is doing the poking. It's not the American citizens. They don't want to send their sons into the ridiculousness that's on this political scenery right now. NATO forces, special forces, are operating inside Ukraine as we speak. North Korea today fired an ICBM. It appears to be a new type ICBM, causing Japan for a while to tell people to run to bomb shelters. Huh, I wonder what bomb shelters we have in America. Oh yeah, none. Yesterday, 40% of NATO computers offline by Russian hackers. Not good. If we ever had to go to war, NATO can't do anything. I don't know. My computer's down. I can't reach the satellite, which is the same about the United States. We have very sophisticated weaponry. No country can match the sophistication of our weaponry, but we need satellites to do it. All they need to do is take down our communication ability, take down our computers, take off our satellite, which is just what Henry Groover saw. He saw, first of all, the communications go down, the lines go down. He thought they were lines, telegraph lines, something like that. They weren't. Come to find out that they were communications being emitted by cell towers. They fell to the ground. When that happens, war is on its heels. So that is it for the first half. Please be prepared for anything. Please get in our groups. We really need to take solace with our alternate reality and people that see reality as it is. And of course, keep our eyes on our Messiah. Please stay tuned for the second half. Flashpoint, and with me, of course, Steve. Welcome to the show, Steve. Well, you're my co-host. What am I doing welcoming you?
Well, you can still welcome me. It's okay.
No, Steve, you're unwelcome. Okay, I guess we have decided that, tonight's discussion is Planet X, Nibiru.
And Bonnie, you probably never started the first half with Planet X, so...
No, I haven't even done my first half yet.
Oh, good. Then maybe seeing the first half hasn't aired, guys, yet, because Bonnie's not recording. Maybe she'll talk about Planet X.
Yeah, I'll give us the first part of Planet X. Well, it's a neutron star. It is incoming, seems to have an irregular approach, irregular speed. And it has come, there's evidence it has come through again, before, and with devastating impacts on this Earth. In fact, the trumpets are pretty much the effects of Planet X. They are asteroids of Planet X. It will come, it is our brother star. It will come into our solar system, circle the sun, and go out and traverse our own planetary path twice, once incoming and once outgoing. And in its wake, it has a tremendous length of rocks, stones, asteroids, metal, whatever. Because it's highly magnetized, so it attracts all this iron to our solar system. This planet X, one of its planets, because it's a planetary system, has about 6, 7, 8 planets with it, and Planet X is actually not a planet; it's actually a sun. It's an unignited or an exhausted sun, but exudes tremendous amounts of radiation, electromagnetic, X-ray, high energy, low energy, all kinds of rays. And this is why our oceans are being heated up, and this is why the Earth is being heated up. From its core, this is why the South Pole, it's approaching from the south, so this is why the ozone layer was first extinguished over the South Pole. And they said, oh, now look at all this stuff. Everybody's using too many aerosol cans. You know, we got to get rid of aerosol cans because the ozone layer over Antarctica is gone, but it's nothing more than Planet X, of course. Those that wish to control us, divest us of rights, healthy food, adequate living space, are always willing, eager to blame environmental changes, not on this incoming planetary system, but on us and our living habits. So that's just an introduction, but it's coming.
That's it.
And... that's all I know, Steve.
Well, you know, there's one thing you left out, though, Bonnie, and that was what? They also say because the cows are flatulating too much.
Oh, yes. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Yes. Well, then we have to get rid of cows. That's right. No more meat eating, eat bugs. They don't flatulate, I guess.
That's and you know, it's funny. Me and my wife were talking about this today. The very cow flatulating issue. And then, of course, they're going to give you locust and worms to eat. That's the future of humanity. And she said, you know, I wonder if they don't have that idea in mind for the believers, because they believe that John came out of the wilderness and eating locust and wild honey.
Yeah.
And not even knowing that it's actually the real translation. It was the beans from a locust tree. That's where the word comes from. And it's actually called a carob tree. And but the locust is what it's one of the names that's given. And so it's believed to be that it's been lost in time of what John really ate. But it was actually a bean, not a bug. So he wasn't necessarily a bug eater. And they're very common in Israel. They're very commonly, they grow there. And, you know, especially if you go outside of Zion's Gate, if you're ever in Israel, go outside of Zion's Gate, the trees all along there that are growing are normally, especially when you head around to David's tomb, those trees there and the big planters are locust trees. That's what they're called, locust trees.
And they have beans?
Yes, they have like it's a huge pod that they drop down every, you know, each season. And inside those pods are beans, and you can actually eat them. It's almost kind of like the shape of a lima bean as far as the look of the pod, but it's much longer, about three times, four times as long, twice as wide as a lima bean shell. But the beans, I would say, would be about the size of a lima bean on the inside of it. And they're very edible, so...
Well, a lot of the bugs that they're proposing are actually not kosher. They're actually toxic for the human system.
Maybe that's why they want to give them bugs.
I think so. It's bad food. It wars against our flesh, against our health. And, of course, if it wars against our health, then they're all for it. They want us all to die.
Yes. I think that's the ultimate goal for sure.
Yes, and, it is.
You know, I was sitting here tonight, and of course, when I for those of you that are listening, I'd sent Bonnie a text. I said, let's do Planet X, ? You know, and she goes, oh, boy. So I have to confess, though, the reason why I wanted to dive into this was because there's another gentleman, I won't necessarily mention his name tonight, but brilliant mind, multiple degrees in science, and I know that he is connected to some of the same intel people that I am, at least to the same source, I should say, as far as the intel that we get. And he was being asked the questions, Bonnie, that I have presented about Planet X traveling in the ether. That was one of those, we're talking about spirits, all kinds of things. Well, the interesting thing is he went into it fairly deep, but he also went into some subjects that I've discussed before over on Israeli News Live, mainly on our Patreon channel. I don't do it on the news very often, but I thought I would share some of that with the listeners here, because one of the things that people are not aware of, and he did confirm, that it does travel basically in and out of the ether. And this is what makes this planet binary system so elusive. And another thing that he brought out that I've been talking about for, gosh, I don't know, probably close to a year, and that is the sun being affected by this system. It's causing the sun to put out energies so unusual.
Yes.
In fact, most of that information that I'm privy to is all classified. Mm. And they don't even want people to know about it. And really, I don't get it though, Bonnie. I really don't. It's not like it's anything too bizarre.
Right. And it's not like we don't already know it, like all this,
right.
These solar flares being connected with earthquakes. I mean, flooding, bizarre weather. I mean, look what we've had the last 2 weeks.
Yes. And what's happening is the earth is being pummeled by these strange waves of energy that the sun is emitting. And again, of course, that's because the sun is absorbing this energy from this binary system as it's coming up. And I'll never forget, Bonnie, and maybe we mentioned this before here in the last several months, but one day I was on a closed meeting, I'll just say, and we were actually discussing this gentleman here and some of the information he puts out. Because of his intelligence, and of course, I know what sector he works in, et cetera. That's one reason I'm not mentioning his name. Not that I couldn't call his name, but it's just the fact that I know some of the things that he does, and I know he's not revealed it, so I don't want to divulge that information. So, but as we were discussing these things, my own counterpart kind of got a little frustrated, and, because we were talking about the binary system, and he says, Steve, he said, how many times do I have to tell you this thing is traveling in the ether? You know, he said, that's why you don't see it. We see the effects, but we don't see the system. Well, interestingly enough, I began, Bonnie, to do really some digging scripturally, because when I kept, you know, that particular day, my counterpart just really wanted to drive it home. Concern is, because we've been looking at, that's why we know it's the ether. Now,
I wonder if that is why they have concluded that its speed and trajectory are irregular, instead of telling us that it's disappearing into the ether, that they actually say its path and trajectory and speed are irregular, that suddenly it's here, suddenly it's there. And I think suddenly,
why it can be upon you and you don't even realize it. It's almost like traveling through a wormhole.
Yes.
We know that, for example, that there are different entities that are, say, 10 light years away. And then in order to get here, they're able to get here and within just months. How do they do it?
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing is they're using wormholes. Wormholes are like shortcuts.
Yeah.
And the ether is like paper thin to begin with. It's not what people think. It's a very thin veil that separates from one dimension to another. But it's that veil that keeps the separation, et cetera, that type thing there. And of course, when I get this message, you know, that there's this fear that this thing might just pop out and be here soon. Sometimes I wonder if when I'm getting the disclosure on these things, if it's like, okay, they really know, but they can't say anything as of yet. I mean, because that's above my grade level. You know, so I'm dealing with an individual that's got much higher clearance than what I've ever had, which I don't have one currently anyway, because I only volunteer. But I am given privilege to see classified information, depending on what it may be. But at the same token, as I began to look at this, I started looking at this more biblically, and then I began to think, wait a minute, they're going to use CERN and they're going to open up that dimension, and that's what's going to bring it in. That was something I began to look at. I mean, even if you look at Revelation 9,
not
for
Planet
example,
X, right?
No, actually Planet X.
But
in other words, if it goes in and out of the ether, they could open up the vortex to where when they know the right timing is close enough, they can cause it to come in. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of, that's just a hypothesis. I can't say that that's really the way it would be done. But here's the reason why I wanted to bring this up tonight. As I'm listening, and a friend of mine who's engineer for FEMA had sent me a video to listen to, and it happened to be that same scientist. And what they had done, they had edited out the other guests that he was on with and only had his words on there. And so I got a short version of it, which was kind of nice. And so as I'm listening to it, they didn't put the question, but actually a question that I had presented for him was actually presented in the original interview. Is CERN traveling in and out of the ether? He said, well, let me answer it like this. And then he goes into talking about CERN and opening up the portals. Here I am. This has been my hypothesis, is that, you know, it's not that we can control Planet X, but it's almost like they have the ability to know when it's at the right time to open a portal. Now, that was my hypothesis. Now, watch this, though, Bonnie. Here's where it gets weird. The scientist says like this here. He goes, well, he said, I can tell you that with CERN, we have been in contact with entities on the other side of the veil. Now, he's still talking about that interdimensional ether traveling planet, right? But instead, he's not speaking direct. Now he's talking about we have contact with entities beyond that using CERN. Now, I knew that was true as well. I've actually spoke about it publicly. I was allowed to disclose that information, that yes. And specifically, I can tell you what entity they're in touch with. They're in touch with an entity that is claiming to be the spirit of Nimrod. Now, whether or not that's true or not makes no difference, neither here nor there, but that's what this entity that's on the other side of the veil claims. And that, and of course, the communications has been to revive the body. The Israelis took control of the project. They want to revive the body of Nimrod. And of course, this entity wants to live in that body. That's just one thing. But this one gentleman that was doing the interview was talking about the different entities that we've been in touch with. But he went a step further. He said that the contact that we have on the other side, they have been requesting to know permission of when they can open the veil. Now, he never actually says to allow this binary system in, but when to open the veil.
Of whom is he asking this question? The CIA?
All right, this is actually, I'll say it this way here, NSA scientist.
Okay.
And there, now, of course, this is also a scientist that works independent contractor themselves, but for independent contracting firms as well. Now, I don't know, Bonnie, for sure, whether it be Lockheed or who he'd be with. Lockheed, by the way, is probably one of the most prominent companies that we have that deal with extraterrestrial entities and also that of craft and things like that. But that's a different issue altogether. That's not counting the scientists of, when we say CERN, you got to keep in mind there, I know of at least 6 Hadron colliders that we have around the planet.
Yes. But CERN seems to be the dominant one.
That's, well, what it is that's the one that the public gets to know about.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't know if I don't know if the one in Russia is greater than the one that's there. We have 2 in the U.S. that we use. One that people knew that we started, but they don't know that it actually is operational. It is operational, the one in Texas. Then we have one up in the Northeast. We have one in Antarctica. We have them everywhere. Then we also have a portable Hadron Collider as well. And I think it is right now, if I remember right, it's in Australia is where that one's at.
Wouldn't the entities have to inquire of Father regarding the timing of all this? Wouldn't Father determine that?
Well, maybe their father.
Well, I mean, their father is in subjugation.
Yes,
and
he has
to operate within the parameters of our father.
Well, you know, Bonnie, to your point, I can see exactly what you mean, because let's say if we take Revelation 9, for example, these are part of the woes or the seals that are opened. And so therefore, if judgment is being brought out, then there has to be a time period permission or a time period granted for them to be able to carry out their little nasty deeds. So is it that they asked permission, or is it that possibly the Father knew in advance when these things would happen, and it just happens? I don't really. That one's a little bit over my head.
Satan doesn't know everything. He didn't know that Yeshua, 1 Corinthians tells us he did not know for sure that Yeshua was the Messiah. He thought 2012, the Mayan calendar, they thought that, bada bing, that was it. And that's why they were willing to let the banking system go. And
the people on that one, Bonnie.
The
people were duped on that. The 2012 calendar thing that we have in the Mayan document, that is not the actual correct Mayan document. There is a classified version of the Mayan document. 2012 was actually supposed to, in reality, and I don't know how this works. I know the whole story behind it because I was given the privilege of knowing that information, but I was told that the public was allowed to see basically a forged copy of the document, and they were thinking the end of the world would be 2012. In reality, in the what we call the classified version of the Mayan document, 2012 was supposed to be the year that those imprisoned fallen angels in this particular version that we have, they called them, these were part of the, Bonnie, help me with this one here. We don't call them reptilians that are on Planet X. We call them draconians. There we go. I remembered it now. There was a, when Planet X passed during the times of Noah, they had sent down and what we would consider to be an expedition from the planet to our planet. This is basically what we call the fallen angels, and that's really what they were. They came down here, they cohabitated with the humans here, but then there was a war that ensued here on the planet, and they actually lost and were imprisoned. Now, is that kind of a corrupt version of what we know to be biblically correct? It may be. It may very well be. I'm not sure. But the way that I was able to get the information about it is that they were imprisoned. And the reason why I was being given the privilege to know about this was because I was approached by the government at that time to try to understand where they really were.
Okay, we have 1 minute.
So
hit every nail because we have to skedaddle doodle.
Yes, so we'll pick it up. We ought to come back to it though, Bonnie.
Okay,
this is going to be an excellent subject. Maybe we can catch maybe a little bit next week and just finish it, wrap it up, and go into some other world events as well.
Okay, Doug, sounds good, but you have about 30 seconds now to wrap it up.
Okay, so I'll just quickly say what happened is they were imprisoned, and I believe it was in Antarctica inside the Earth, and I just found that recently in the Dead Sea Scroll in another place as well.
Yes, it says in James that those who, left their station as angels probably begat with human women. They were imprisoned, that they could not do this anymore. But yes, the scripture tells us that. Okay. As if our lives aren't complicated enough, people.
Right?
Yes. Now, if we wake up someday, this big Planet X is etched in stone in the ancient depictions. So we're going to wake up one day and there's this big thing in the sky. It's okay. The Lord is in charge. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us. Well, I don't know. You're my co-host. So, Glad you showed up.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for joining
bless
us.
Bless everybody.
And be blessed. And just let me see. What can I say? Oh,